The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf has a lot of very interesting shilas. For example, and if someone is boiling hot, it's very common for people to roll up their sleeves because of the heat. Is that mutter to do on Shabbos? What about a lot of people you see, they walk around with their suit jacket draped over their shoulders without putting their hands into the sleeves? That also is a very common shila. So let's start the sugya. The Gemara says, if someone goes out with a talus just draped over his shoulders, he's chayev chatas. What does that mean? It means he wears his talus, like a lot of times very common by Reform rabbis. You see pictures, they just have their talus draped over their shoulders like a shawl. So that is us on Shabbos. What's the reason why? So Rashi says that the only time you're allowed to wear clothing is if you wear it in a normal fashion. Once you're wearing clothing in an abnormal fashion, that's also to do on Shabbos. So therefore, one has to be very careful that he wears his talus in a normal way. So now let's talk about rolling up our sleeves. So I've heard Rishim Ramosha Feinstein that Ramosha held for somebody to walk around with his sleeves rolled up on Shabbos, that would be aser, because that's not a normal way for one to walk around on Shabbos. And if somebody lives in a place where there is no Erev, it would be aser to do that. Now it seems most other poskim do not agree with Rav Moshe. There's a shuva from the Ber Moshe, a chilek gimel shuva samach beis, also Shmir Shabbos brings down Perkid Ches Sefkat and Dalid. They both say that it's mutter. Now there are two reasons why they say it's okay. One is they say that nowadays it seems very, very normal. You look around, there are a lot of people walking around with their sleeves rolled up. And it seems to be, this is regular, normal practice. So anything which is regular, normal practice, that's considered a normal way to wear a garment, and it'll be mutter. I'm not sure if Moshe would even say nowadays. Could be Moshe said it only 40, 50 years ago. Could be in those days it wasn't so common for people to walk around with their sleeves rolled up. And could be nowadays Moshe would agree. I can't tell you 100% what Moshe held, because I wasn't around 40, 50 years ago. I don't know how people dressed in those days, but I'm guessing that was the situation. But there's a second reason why they say it's mutter. So like the Ber Moshe says that the only time it's aser is something like a talus. When you just have it draped over your shoulders, so you're not wearing it, you're just carrying it around your shoulders. But if you have a shirt, which you're wearing. So the whole part of the shirt you're wearing, just there's one little part of the shirt which is rolled up, being that primarily the shirt is being worn, that's not a problem. It's only a problem by talus, where primarily the talus is not being worn. It's just draped over your shoulders, then it's going to be a problem. So it seems to be the minhag nowadays is that people do walk around during the summer with their sleeves rolled up, and halacha l'maaseh it seems that it's mutter. What about somebody walking around with his suit jacket draped over his shoulders? So that also, I heard Rishim Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe held, that's awesome, that's not the normal way to wear it, and it'll be aser. This also would seem that most places are chilek on it. There's a shuv from Tzitzel Yezer in Chilek Yid Gimel, Samach Gimel. Also there's a shuv from Sinai Avashal, and also Shmir Shabbos. They both say the same type of thing, that it seems nowadays that it is normal for people to walk around like that, therefore it'll be mutter. And also, like we said before, it's different than talus, because talus, you just have it draped over your shoulders, so primarily not wearing it. Mashenkein, when you have a suit jacket, which is around your body, and you're primarily wearing it, even though you don't put your hands into the sleeves, that would be okay. What about on a rainy day, and your pants are a little bit long, and you want to roll up your pants in order that it shouldn't get wet? That also, the person say, that would be mutter. That's a very common thing to do. Therefore, it would be mutter to do that. Now, there's one very important halacha about talisim on Shabbos, is that what happens if somebody is walking in Shusha Rabbim and he notices that his talis, the strings are ripped. The question is he allowed to continue walking with the talis or not? So the Chai Adam brings down that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes, we're going to learn in a couple months, the Gemara brings down that somebody walks out with a talis on Shabbos and the strings are not kosher, it's aser. What's the reason why? Let's say four of your strings break off and you have another four which are still there. So the other four strings, being that they're not serving as any function, because your talis now is not kosher, it's pasul, so the four strings which you have left over are serving no function. So when you're wearing the talis, even though you're wearing the talis, but those strings which are hanging out, those don't have any function, and therefore will be usher to walk around with a talis which is not kosher. So one has to be very careful when he's going outside to make sure that his talis is a kosher talis. Now, a common shaila which comes up, which is, let's say somebody is walking outside and he realizes that the loop on his belt is broken. Or sometimes it could be the loop on your jacket, which you hang your jacket from, and you realize that that's ripped. So the question is that mutter or not? So Chai Adam says, just like we say by a talis, that a talis, we say that once a part of the strings are ripped, it's also to wear the talis, being that you plan on fixing the talis, so therefore it's also to wear the talis. So the Chai Adam says, Hu Adin is the same thing by any garment which you have. We have something which in the garment which is broken, the loop of the belt, or the loop of the shirt. If you're planning on fixing it eventually, the Chai Adam says, they not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. But if you don't plan on fixing it, you plan on leaving it like that forever, in that type of situation, the Chai Adam says, then it would be bottled to the beged and it'll be mutter to go out on Shabbos. There's some other paiskim who are chelek on Chai Adam. There's Aruch HaShulchan. There's also Shulchan Miches Yitzchak. They want to say that there's a difference between talis and a talis on mitzvah and a regular case where the loop on your belt breaks. They say the only time it's aser is only by talis on mitzvah, being that the strings have a cheshivas of a mitzvah, the ksidah very important. Therefore, we say that if they're not functioning as a mitzvah purpose, so then we say that since you plan on fixing it, it's going to be a problem. But if you just have a belt buckle, just like if somebody would have a little thread coming out of his suit, so everyone would say that that's not a problem walking around Shabbos outside because you have a thread, because we say the thread is not considered chashev, and we say that it comes bottled to the begin. They say the same thing over here, that the only time it's a problem if you have something attached to your beged hanging, that's only by tzitzis. Being that it's used for mitzvah, has a special chashivas, therefore it can't be subordinate to the garment. But a regular loop on your belt or on your collar, they both say that that doesn't have a chashivas and that would be bolted to the beged. The psak lemaisa of the mishabura seems to be machmer like the Chai Adam, so it is kedai for somebody to be machmer that if the loop of his pants are broken, he shouldn't go outside with it, or the loop of his shirt is broken, he shouldn't go outside with it. But if somebody already is outside and he notices that the loop is broken, so you could be soimach on the Aruch HaShulchan and the Miches Yitzchak that you would not have to take your coat out in the middle of Shus Rabbim, you would not have to take out and it'd be mutter to continue walking.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.